Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy September 9th, you guys. It is Thursday, which means we are just around that corner to the weekend. And I was just reading my horoscope, and it told me that, Allison, you should get outside this weekend and play. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's my horoscope telling me, Allison, I've listened to the podcast, and it sounds like all you do is sit on the couch and watch TV. And to that, I say, I am who I am. I will not change. Not even for the sun, moon, and stars. But yeah, I probably will try to get outside this weekend in between watching a certain TV show. And I'll tell you what that is on Friday during the wreck of the week. But you guys, there are so many things to talk about before we even think about the weekend. Pop culture, entertainment, Hollywood did not quit yesterday. So let's get right into it. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And this is your rundown of the headlines.
Then in the spring, I went to Los Angeles and met and started to date a wonderful woman named Olivia.
Who I know well.
Yes,
a lovely woman.
Olivia Munn very well. And that's been very incredible. And she's kind of held my hand through that hell. And we're having a baby together.
So John Mulaney is back, you guys. On Tuesday night, he appeared on Seth Meyers' talk show. And boy, oh boy, did he reveal some big things. He was a very busy guy this last year. And I mean, saying he had an eventful year is an understatement. So on Seth Meyers, he broke down the last year of his life, which included a relapse, a rehab stint, a divorce, another rehab stint, living in sober living house, meeting Olivia Munn, and expecting a baby with Olivia Munn. So these rumors have been circulating. I know last weekend there were photos of her seemingly pregnant. And yeah, it's true. They are expecting a baby. And you know what? I think that we have been kind of all over the map with John Mulaney on this podcast. I really love him and I just hope the best for him. And I don't think that I can really look too deep into this because I don't know. I think that I think on Seth Meyers, he seemed happy and he seemed healthy. And I think that's all we can really ask for somebody. Kate Ward, previous Pop Chaser host and friend of the pod and also CEO of thedip.com. She wrote a really great piece on The Dip talking about who we thought John was and the reckoning of understanding that he wasn't who we thought he was. And that's okay, but it is a departure from the way that we looked at John. I think for so many of us, at least for me, I would watch his comedy specials and I would relate to them. I would be like, I grew up in Chicago. I grew up with a very close-knit family. You know, the it me memes that we all posted, you couldn't go on Twitter without seeing it me and a John Mulaney meme. And I think now, having seen him go through this past year, we are all kind of realizing that we need to relearn who John Mulaney is, because who he is presenting to us, especially on Seth Meyers, is vastly different from who we thought he was. You know, he was happily married to his wife, Anna. He never wanted to have kids, so he said, and he seemed to be in a healthy mindset. Now we are learning that, you know, obviously him and his wife are no longer together. He is having a child. He has struggled with his addiction to drugs while we all thought that he was doing great. And that is, like I said, a bit of a reckoning. Now, as Kate says in the piece, there is a modicum of truth in comedy. There's always going to be some part of a monologue that does hit home, but John is not a prisoner of his own jokes, and evolution, or I guess not necessarily sharing your whole self to the public, is okay. He did not necessarily need to give us all of him during these comedy sets. And I think that it is just a testament to how relatable and talented he is as a comedian that we were able to watch him before and be like, oh my God, I'm just like John Mulaney. John Mulaney is me, blah, blah, blah. But really, there's a lot more at work here. So again, I hope he's happy. I hope he's healthy. And congratulations to the happy couple, question mark. I mean, period. I hope that they are happy. Speaking of babies, though, we have another baby to talk to. Let's move on to the next topic.
Oh, what is this? What is this? Are you pregnant?
So you know when John Mulaney is keeping up with the Kardashian news cycle, if not beating the Kardashian news cycle, things are out of whack. I have to look at what my horoscope is saying about entertainment news. So Kylie Jenner confirmed her pregnancy on Instagram late Tuesday night to the surprise of no one. I feel like everybody has kind of known, but also after last time when Stormy was born, we all just like accepted the fact that we may never hear it from her and she'll have like a 10-year-old and we'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, you were pregnant that one time. But this has been talked about for a while. Caitlyn Jenner said something in like a TMZ video at one point. TikTok fans were investigating Kylie's nail color for clues. So I guess Kylie did want to share this with the public, but she just wanted to wait until they were a little further along. And now it's out there. She shared a video on Instagram. It's a very adorable video. Look, I don't want to like shit on the second video or the kid, but the first one is better. The Stormy video, that one was like 12 minutes long, happened on Super Bowl Sunday. We were all stressed out of our minds. If you are an entertainment journalist, you know, and Kylie drops this big bomb. Meanwhile, we've got this new one. It's like a minute 30. It's very sweet, but it's just not the same. Look, there can only be one Mona Lisa, but I am sure this new kid is going to be adorable. Stormy is one. I know we shouldn't rank children, but I do think Stormy is one of the cutest babies in that entire family. No clue what Kylie is having. She didn't say when she was due, but her and Travis seem to be really happy together. They got back together recently after they split in October 2019. They've always been very dedicated to co-parenting, and it seems like they're really excited to be parents to a new baby. So all I have to say is that it is a great time to be a Travis in the Kardashian-Jenner circle right now. It really is. Okay, next up.
3, 2, 1, out, hip, snatch the wig, body roll, hey.
I think the last time I watched Dancing with the Stars must have been high school, but I think after seeing the new list of contestants, I think I'm going to have to watch it, you guys. So the Dancing with the Stars season 30 list just came out. And these are the names that you can expect to see on the dance floor. Country singer Jimmy Allen, Spice Girl, Sporty Spice, Mel C, Bling Empire star Christine Chu, actor Brian Austin Green, actress Melora Hardin, aka Jan Levinson Gold, Olivia Jade, aka Lori Loughlin's daughter, who was the face of the college admission scandal. Also, side note, where are our movies about that? I thought that there were going to be like 50 movies that came out about the Varsity Blues 2.0. I haven't seen one. Where are they? Okay, Matt James, Bachelor, and TikTok dancer extraordinaire, The Talk co-host Amanda Kloots, Karate Kid / Cobra Kai actor Martin Cove, Olympic gymnast Suni Lee, The Miz, Miss Kenya fucking Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Iman Shumpert, NBA player JoJo Siwa. I am too afraid to even guess what JoJo Siwa does because I'm just not cool enough, but I know that she dances, I believe. Maybe she sings. I don't even know. I know she has a lot of very high ponytails. And my one true love, Cody Rigsby of Peloton fame. I am obviously concerned about this last one. Overall, a very solid list. I feel like a few of these people are actually going to be very good dancers. I mean, Mel C is going to have so much dance experience. I think I wouldn't expect Matt James to be great, but on the dip, we actually investigated all of his TikTok videos and he's actually a pretty good dancer. Obviously, Suni Lee, gymnasts train and dance. JoJo Siwa, again, I don't know what she does. I'm showing my age, but I have a feeling she can probably, I know I've seen her dance. I know in her coming out video, she danced and I watched that. And then of course, Cody, who was a backup dancer for people like Pitbull and Katy Perry. He's going to be incredible. But I'm also concerned because like, where is Cody going to be on my Peloton for 2.5 months? Where am I going to get my pop rides? I'm panicking. I'm very happy for him, but I'm panicking, you guys. But yeah, he's a backup dancer. His personality seems like it's going to win over anyone who doesn't already have a Peloton. So it's great marketing. I just don't want Cody to forget us. I don't want Cody to forget that we all hate grape jelly because he hates grape jelly and that we know that the ice cream machine at McDonald's wasn't always broken. They would just tell us. And that we know that Cindy Rigsby, his mother, loves Sheryl Crow. I just don't want to lose Cody. This is so selfish, but I just don't want to lose him. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic.
Hold on, let me get this right. Three girls fighting over Austin Kroll. Just confused.
It is finally happening, you guys. Winterhouse is coming to Bravo on October 20th, so not that far away. Nice fall TV show. The trailer is bananas. I have to say, you don't realize how much you appreciate a luxury rental home until you see the rental home in Winterhouse trailer. It doesn't look from the outside. Exterior shots, stunning. Interior shots, I saw some concerning spaces. I'm going to hold my judgment. I famously was known to judge this last house that they were at during Summer House because I thought it looked like a Miami Coke dealer's home. This one looks just like, it kind of looks like Bluestone Manor before the reno, like mid-flood. But again, I'm holding my judgment. We'll find out on October 20th. But this trailer is concerning. It is concerning because everybody seems to be in love with Austin Kroll. As you heard in the beginning with Paige, I am just as concerned as Paige is. Listen to this clip of not only Lindsay professing her love, but also Sierra.
I'm in love with you.
You know that I like you. I cried after our first date because I am scared to like you.
So my question is, what is happening? Is the altitude getting to them? Can we check to make sure that they are getting the right amount of oxygen to their brain? What is it about Austin Kroll that is such a catch? What is it? What am I missing? Is it his super successful beer company? Because I know it's not that, because it's not super successful. Also, in this trailer, Austin gets a text message from Madison, and she says, please tell me you haven't moved on. And he tells that to Craig Conover, who I swear to God is in one scene in this trailer, but maybe Craig is going to be more of the like Greek chorus of the season. But then again, him and Paige, like, I don't know, is this where it all begins? Also, there's a new girl that says Kyle was flirting with her and it seems to make Amanda cry. And automatically, if somebody makes Amanda cry, I'm not okay with it. But their wedding is this month. So I'm hoping that, you know, I know everything will be okay and I can't wait for their wedding. Sounds like I'm going to it. And if they want to extend an invite, I am a really great wedding guest. I'm always like one of the early ones on the dance floor. I even dance through the songs that aren't that good. I sometimes have been known to pull people from their chairs onto the dance floor, willing to do that for family, you know, the older family that like is a little weird about Rihanna. I will do that for you if you want to invite me. But the biggest thing that we all need to talk about is that the weird winter, summer house charm title that they were trying to force down our throats has been dropped. The show is just called Winter House. And I have to say, I don't condone bullying, but I do feel like we as a Bravo population bullied Bravo into just accepting that we were going to call this Winter House, and now they are. So thank God, because Winter Charm School was not going to work for me. It was way too long. And they have to think about hashtags too. If I'm going to talk about this show on social media and your hashtag is taking up the majority of my characters, I'm just not going to talk about it. So my social media thanks you. I thank you. Winter House lives on. You guys, thank you so much for listening to today. I hope you enjoyed the topics and are excited for the weekend just like I am. If you want more from us, I really, really recommend go to thedip.com and read Kate's piece. It's called The John Mulaney Lie, L-I-E. And it's fantastic. And it's such a good look at how we perceive celebrities and how we oftentimes see ourselves in them, but that's not always the entire story. I really recommend it. If you want to become a subscriber to thedip.com, use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And I will be back tomorrow, Friday, Wreck of the Week day. And it's going to be so fun. And yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy your Thursday and cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.